Welcome, little listeners, to tonight's bedtime story on our magical podcast, where dreams take flight and adventures are as big as your imagination. Our tale today is called Whiskers and Wisdom, the story of Pippin, the clever little rabbit with a mind as quick as his feet and a heart brimming with bravery. This rabbit, known to all as Pippin, finds himself in a rather precarious situation, face to face with Rourke, the most feared tiger in the forest. But instead of succumbing to fear, Pippin sees an opportunity, a chance to prove that strength isn't just about muscle and might, but also about the sharpness of one's wit and the courage to stand tall in the face of danger. So, my young friends, gather around, find a cozy spot, and let your imagination take flight as we delve into a story that reminds us all, no matter how small you may think you are, inside you lies the power to make a big difference. In a serene but lively forest lived a little rabbit named Pippin. Pippin was no ordinary rabbit. He was as curious as he was clever, always exploring the forest, learning its secrets. But our forest was also home to Rourke, a ferocious tiger, feared by all as the mightiest predator. His roar alone could silence the symphony of the forest, and his strength was unmatched. This morning, like every morning, Pippin woke up with the sun, his eyes sparkling with the promise of a new day's adventures. After a hearty breakfast, he set out to see what wonders the day held in store. With his heart full of joy and his body buzzing with energy, Pippin then made his way to the berry bushes. There, he met his friends, the sparrows and the squirrels, for a midday feast. But even the happiest of mornings must give way to new challenges. As Pippin said goodbye to his friends and ventured deeper into the forest, he felt the air change. The cheerful chirps and whispers of the forest grew quiet. It was then that Pippin found himself face to face with Rourke, the tiger, whose very presence made the forest hold its breath. But our brave little rabbit stood his ground, for he knew that even in the face of danger, wit and courage could light the darkest paths. "Why? Good morning, Rourke," Pippin called out, his voice steady despite the pounding of his heart. "You look rather hungry today." Rourke's lips curled into a smirk, his interest piqued by the rabbit's boldness. "Indeed I am, and you seem to have presented yourself as my breakfast." But Pippin, standing tall amidst the ferns, shook his head. "Oh, I think not, Rourke. You see, I propose a challenge, a series of intelligence tests. If I win, you must let me go free. If you win, well, I suppose I'll make a fine meal then." The tiger, amused and confident in his superiority, agreed. "Before we begin, rabbit, tell me, how many of these tests must I win for you to become my meal?" asked the tiger. "With a confident smile, just one, Rourke," said Pippin. "If you can outsmart me in a single test, I'll concede. But remember, each test is a chance for you to learn something new, not just about me, but about yourself as well." Raising an eyebrow, intrigued. "Just one, you say? This will be simpler than I thought. Very well. Let's proceed with your little game," replied Rourke. "Let us see if your wit can save you from my jaws." And so, the stage was set for a contest of wit against might, a series of challenges that would test not just the cleverness of a small rabbit, but the very nature of wisdom itself. As the first test of wit began, Pippin led Rourke to a clearing where the sunlight danced upon the ground, creating patterns of light and shadow. Turning to face the tiger, Pippin's eyes twinkled with mischief. "Here's your first challenge. It's a riddle," Pippin said, his voice laced with a playful tone. Rourke's chest puffed out, his pride tickled by the challenge. "Proceed, rabbit. I shall indulge your little game." Pippin nodded, his expression serious yet playful. "Very well, here it is. I am not seen, yet I am behind you. To find me, you must look where you cannot see. What am I?" Rourke's brow furrowed in thought, his eyes scanning the clearing as if the answer might be written upon the leaves. Minutes passed. Rourke looked more and more lost for answers. Finally, with a growl of frustration, Rourke turned in circles, attempting to catch a glimpse of something behind him. "Impossible!" Rourke exclaimed. "There's nothing there." Pippin, barely containing his laughter, hopped forward. "Oh, but there is, Rourke. The answer to the riddle is your tail. It's always behind you, but you cannot see it without looking in a mirror or water reflection." The realization dawned on Rourke, and a grudging smile broke through his initial irritation. "Clever, very clever. You've won this round, but don't get too comfortable." Pippin bowed slightly, his heart light with the joy of the moment. Wit and wisdom come in all sizes, Rourke. "Shall we proceed to the next challenge?" And with that, the duo moved on, the forest holding its breath as the battle of wits continued. After the first test, Pippin led Rourke to an ancient part of the forest, known for its dense foliage and whispered secrets. Turning to face the tiger, Pippin's eyes twinkled with mischief once again. "Here's your second challenge," Pippin said. "I fly without wings. I cry without eyes. Wherever I go, darkness flies. What am I?" Rourke, intrigued by the challenge and confident in his ability to solve any riddle, accepted the challenge with a growl of anticipation. He prowled the forest, searching high and low. Hours passed, with Rourke's frustration mounting. He chased shadows, leapt at the wind, and even snapped at the falling leaves, but the answer remained elusive. Finally, with the sun beginning to set, casting a beautiful orange glow through the trees, Rourke returned to Pippin, defeated. "The answer, dear Rourke, is clouds," Pippin explained gently. "They fly without wings, bring rain without eyes, and wherever they go, the darkness of the night or a storm fades." Rourke, now understanding the riddle, let out a chuckle, half in admiration, half in self-mockery. "Well played, rabbit. Your wit shines even brighter than I anticipated." Next, they ventured deeper into the forest to a hidden valley known for its echoing walls. "Your final test is to outshout the mighty beast that resides here. Your voice must carry stronger and longer than his." Rourke took a deep breath and let out the most powerful roar he could muster. The valley echoed, magnifying his roar back at him. Again and again, he roared, each time the echo returning just as strong. Exhausted and breathless, Rourke conceded, realizing there was no beast, only his own echo. Pippin approached, the lesson clear. "Sometimes, Rourke, our greatest opponent is our own pride. The echo was never another beast, but your own voice coming back to you." After going through the tests, Rourke really started to change. He thought hard about what he had always believed and began to see the value in listening to others, no matter how small they seemed. He learned that being truly wise means knowing you don't know everything and that you can learn a lot from those who are different from you. He started to respect Pippin and all the little animals in the forest. He didn't look at them as just food anymore. Instead, he saw them as neighbors in the forest. Rourke, who everyone in the forest used to fear, now showed respect and wisdom. And Pippin, the smart little rabbit, showed that being brave and smart is very powerful. And so, dear listeners, as we say goodnight to our friends in the forest, let's remember the lessons they've shared with us. It's not our size or our strength that defines us, but our courage to face our fears. The wisdom to listen and learn from others, and the heart to see beyond our differences. Until our next story, may your nights be peaceful and your dreams filled with adventures of kindness and joy.